We're holding Simon Rish, Tez Vav, Siv Gimel. Today we're going to finish Siv Gimel and Siv Dal. We will finish Simon Rish, Tez Vav. Welcome to our anytime. And tomorrow we will start Dini Birchas Areach. Today we're going to learn about when teaching children, a Rebbe teaches children, do you say Hashem's name when you teach children? The kids are already fourth, they're older already. But young children, when you teach them, do you say it with the Hashem's name for the bracha? You ever heard a bar mitzvah boy say Baruch Hu Hashem Amvaruch without saying Hashem's name because he was practicing without Hashem's name? So what's the halacha with that? We'll discuss also bracha shein etzricha. Zok the mechaber siv gimel v'had the ein oinin amen achar tinek. This that we don't answer amen after a child's bracha. Dafka b'shosh shaloymin habrachas lifnei rabbi. This is specifically when he's learning the bracha by his rebbe. Shemudra lalamid lichnoikis, a bracha is ketiknon. You're allowed to teach the children the brachas ketiknon the proper way. Even though the children are making a bracha levatala when they're learning about it. When a child is making a bracha to patter himself up from a chiyuv that he has, came to b'nei chinachim, since they're b'nei chinach, amen, then we do answer amen. When the child says the haftarah, in shul, it used to be they would give it to children. We also answer amen after the child then. I'm not sure what the chiddush about the haftar is. Like any bracha, they're doing where they're b'nei chinuch, we answer amen. And that's the halacha, but when they're doing it to learn about the bracha, we're teaching them, this is how you make a bracha on food, baruch atah Hashem, shakalim b'dvarei. Over there you can say with Hashem's name, they can say with Hashem's name, but we don't answer amen, because it's a bracha levatala. Zakta mishabra sifchat nina gimel shalomim. Right, so lemer the ain shayach lemer amen la ame, so the kaim is divi hamavarech achrei the ain shem bracha ala. If it's not a real bracha, they're just learning how to make the brachas. You can't be mechazik and ma'ames what the person's saying. They're not really saying a bracha. Sivkot in yudala levatala. Right, so lemer shalomim harav imam a bracha shalom bezmana. It's not the proper time to make a bracha. You're teaching them to make a bracha on Neiros Chanukah. Bracha to Hashem lahadim ner shal Chanukah. So it's not really time to light the neiros right now. You're allowed to. The Rebbe can be maskir shem Hashem, and the children also can. Afilo harav, oh, the children for sure. Afilo harav yachal haskir Hashem. The child, the Rebbe can also say Hashem's name to teach the children the bracha. There's no other way to do it. We have to teach them to learn Torah and to keep mitzvahs properly, so we teach them the right way. I have my 3-year-old daughter still says Elokeinu whenever she makes a bracha. Well, she's only 3, but that's how she thinks it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be Elokeinu. She teaches her children. So Mamela, you should teach your children properly so they make the bracha properly. The dafke matinik motel haskar is Hashem. Dafke with a child. A gadol b'shosh adloimin habrachin b'gemara omer b'lei haskar is Hashem. A gadol when he's learning Gemara, or someone even a little bit older, even a child, it's not dafke a gadol, because klapei this, even the katan is considered a gadol. Rabbi Yisrael writes because there's no reason to teach him the Gemara with the Shem Hashem. You don't need to say Shem Hashem in the Gemara. V'rakish adloimin apsukim haskar b'talmud reshai v'amrin k'may Shem k'suvin im haskar is Hashem. There's an entire pasuk written in the Gemara. You could say with the Shem Hashem, because you're saying a whole pasuk, but in general, when you're learning Gemara, there's no reason to say Hashem's name if it's just quoting Hashem's name in the Gemara. Over here, they do quote Rav Moshe on the side, and number 16. V'tama davar bir b'shalas v'chuvah sigvas Moshe shemash mechanchem katan levarich ba'askaras Hashem shalom b'zmanei. The reason why we're mechanchem to say brachas even with Hashem's name, even though they're not mechuyev in the bracha right now, who mechshashim yisraga b'lashon habracha b'li askaras Hashem. They get used to saying the bracha without Hashem's name. You're talking shagam kashi yistarach levarich le'yaskaras Hashem. Like we said by the Bar Mitzvah Bachar, many times I get up there and they say baruch hu, they don't say Hashem's name, they say Hashem. They should do it without Haskaras Hashem. Even if he's younger, even the katan learns Gemara. When you're learning Gemara, there's no reason to say Hashem's name unless there's a whole pasuk, then you could. Now, even if there is a whole pasuk, so Rav Moshe in that tshuva, I went through it very quickly, so I can't say exactly what it says. He's discussing over there where the Yavitz was upset at a Malamid that was not saying Hashem's name in the middle of the bracha or the psukim he was teaching the children. And Rav Moshe is discussing why was the Yavitz upset. And one of the reasons he discusses is because you're not allowed to be paisik in a place where Moshe didn't make a hefsik, and by saying Hashem's saying the the word Hashem and not Hashem's name, you're sort of being mafsik the pasuk in the middle. And he discusses a few different things. And one of the things he discusses over here, you know, other reasons not to say Hashem's names is that if a person's saying something where they're going to get distracted and not finish off what they started, that's a reason not to say Hashem's name. Because if you're going to start saying a pasuk, and then if you're not making a bracha, now you're just learning, and I say Hashem's name, I don't finish off the pasuk, you're going to say Shem Hashem Levatala. This is something that I saw some people have a minute when they sing Zmiris, they won't say Hashem's name. It's Baruch Kel Elyon. They don't say Hashem's name. Kel Adam Mechayle. They specifically will say Hashem or Kel with a kuf instead of saying it properly because they feel that when they sing Zmiris, they're not so focused and they get distracted and they talk out in the middle. And others I've seen, that other Anashim Chashuvim I've seen, they do say Hashem's name. And they're just careful not to speak out in the middle. So whichever way you go, but that much a person should be conscious that when you're singing a song like Zmiris, don't forget, if you say Hashem's name, also a common mistake is in the classic Yenzeh Mechubar. I think this is a classic. If you have a different classic one, you can let me know. I'm forgetting the tune right now. Yenzeh Mechubar Mikol Yamim. Yeah, so you repeat some of the words, and there is a time where you do say Hashem's name. And if you repeat the words, you end up repeating the words in the middle of a pizma, in the middle of a stanza, and that could be a problem of saying Shem Shemel Matal. I can't remember right now. Can you remember for me? Where in Yom Zeh Mechubad do we say Hashem's name? I'm trying to remember. Okay, we'll have to check. What?
Hashem
Lekecha, yeah. That's right. And if you go back and say Hashem Lekecha again, you're going to be repeating Hashem's name, not in the middle of a stanza. I want you to keep that in mind when they say Zmiris. What are you saying?
Question. What's wrong with the other way around? The person's going to come to the person to make a bracha, and they say bracha Hashem is Elokeinu instead of. But that's not a problem. And if you say it again, I mean, there's no tala there.
So you're asking that what's the problem if someone learns to say the brachas with saying Hashem without saying the proper name, they'll start it again. So that's good if you're in shul and you have a bunch of people on the side trying to catch any mistake they could, and the second you make a mistake, they start screaming at you. But if you're making a bracha on an apple and you're making a quiet bracha and you say don't say Hashem's name, you just eat without a bracha. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Tez Vav Lifter. You're going to Mevarech HaBracha. You're checking this mirror for us now? Is he correct? Hashem HaKecha. On the spot, I'm not getting it. You have to look inside. Okay, right. The Tez Vav Lifter. You're going to Mevarech HaBracha. It's Manam Derech Chinuch. When they're making the proper bracha, but is derech chinuch, then they say Hashem's name, obviously, then we answer Amen. So, according to Zayin, the bnei chinuch, heim mashvad al bracha shem mevarech al achila, chai gavna, kredin sheyagia lechinuch, a bracha that they make on achila or other stuff before they reach chinuch, ein la'anis amen alav. So, when my 3-year-old daughter makes the bracha, even though she says alakenu, not the proper name, but if she would say the proper name, you would not say Amen afterwards, because alayagia lechinuch, it's not really a bracha. The tmashm over here, from the prima gadim, that you would not say Amen to a bracha that a child who is not a Gil Lechinuch. So how old is a Gil Lechinuch? At what point do you start answering Amen to your children's brachas? And the side, I see it brings down a discussion. Gil Lechinuch Bazeh, number 18, Rabbi Yashiv would say, once they know who they're making a bracha to. And it does bring down, I'm not going to read the entire Ha'ara here, but in Eitzah from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he says that what you do is you say, Aleph Mem Amei, don't stress the end of Nun. That way it doesn't sound any different, but you didn't say Amen. That's what Shlomo Zalman's brought down in Halicha Shlema. So even if you hear a 2-year-old child, you know, copying their Mora, making a bracha, and you know that bracha is not really a bracha, they're not, they have no clue what they're saying, so you say Amen. You sort of swallow the end of the word, and that would be Shlomo Zalman's idea what to do. It is brought down, though, also here from Reb Chaim, that you could say Amen, and what the Mishnah Berurah means to say, don't say Amen mitayras Amen, as if you're coming to Amen to the Chazik the Bracha. You could just say the word in the luft, to say the word, you don't mean what it means to say, and that's fine, different ideas what to do. Fine. Zuck the Mechaber Sif Dalit. Kol Mavarek Bracha Shein Atzricha Reza Naisi Shem Shemayim L'Shav. Bracha Shein Atzricha is saying Shem Shemayim L'Shav, or you can Nishba L'Shav. It's like swearing falsely. But also la'anes achar of amen. A person makes a bracha shein atzricha, you cannot answer amen after him. And before we even see the Mishnah Berurah, just one interesting thing I never realized: the Bir Halacha says that mikomakim near dem echad noyig ke'eza deya va'oisa deya lechutcha legamri min apoiskim. If someone's noyig like a certain opinion, and that opinion is not nidche from the poiskim. Example: someone mechuyev in baranafashes. They say Hashem's name, Avshem min adin ein mechuyi la'anis la amin the suffik amin the kula mekamakim ein iser amin the alel. Someone, if there is no mocking for what they did, then you can't answer amin. But if there's a mocking, there's a shita like that. So let's say baruch atah Hashem. We don't say Hashem's name, we say Baruch Ha'elamim. But if you say Hashem's name, there's a shita like that, which we learned, then since it's such a shita, you have the right to answer amen to that bracha. Only if a person said Hashem's name, there's no shita that what he did was correct, then you can't answer amen to that bracha. Zok the Mishnah Berurah said, Patan Yud Ches, Bracha Shein HaTzricha, Gagayin Shem Mavarech, Masech HaSeuda, Al Dvarin Shein Niftru, Kavar, Adi Berchas HaMayitzi, Zuhar Bracha Shalit Tzarech HiKlal. And if someone makes a bracha on a piece of meat in the middle of a suda, you can't answer amen to that bracha. It's a bracha shein tzricha. However, and this, if the ilum is holding a little bit in pas above a kiss, then what we learned, if someone has a piece of cake's a bad example. If someone has, a piece of cake's a good example. A piece of cake, and they make a berman imazinus. I've seen this happen with people that are a little bit younger. They don't know fully the halachas yet. And they think all dessert gets a bracha. And we said it's a mistake, because pasa baba kisnin, there are three different shitas. What's pasa baba kisnin? Whether it's stuff that are filled with sweets, or things that are kneaded with sugar, eggs, and a very sweet taste, or crackers. Three different shitas. So a piece of cake is very sweet, but it's not filled. We're not talking about a cake that's filled, we're talking about a piece of sponge cake over here. Marble cake. So if someone makes it, so the halacha was, we said, since there's a tzad that it's pas. Right, it could be it's possible of a kisnin because it's sweet, but it could be that the real shita is things that are filled. So as a tzad, this is regular bread. Therefore, you don't make a bracha techasuda. That was the halacha that B'Yalacha spoke out in Sinan Kuf Samaches. But if someone does make a bracha, which I've seen people make that mistake, l'char, based on this B'Yalacha, you could say amin. Because since there's a shita that holds, it's possible of a kisnin. And there's even a shita that Derech HaChaim holds, there's no machlekes, and it's all possible of a kisnin. So Mamela, if someone makes, even though our minhag is not to make a mezainis, but if someone did make a mezainis, it's not a bracha, it's not shein shemayim levatala, it's not a bracha shein tzricha, we couldn't answer amen, even though it was not done correctly. That's what I would think the halacha would be. Even if now it's not a bracha levatala, it could still be a bracha shein tzricha, your suda is ready to go, it's set up, and everyone has food on the table, and you're ready to go wash your hands. And you go take a piece of meat. You want to pick at the counter a piece of meat before you wash your hands. It's a bracha. The goyim bracha shein tzricha. Your goyim bracha shein tzricha. The person do speak out if you have a particular desire to have this food before the suda. It wouldn't be a bracha shein tzricha. But if you really have no preference, it's just like you happen to be in the kitchen now. So like, why not pick bracha shein tzricha? Wash your hands. Sit down. Make the hamotzi, and that's it. The culture can have mafsik min a bracha la asiyah. If you make a hefsik in the bracha on what you're going to do, the garim should disbatel a bracha rishayin of the gamri. You cause the first bracha to be disbatel. The vade also vayin leosim and vav mishabrus according to yidal magen avram sim and zeh. Now shlomas may a bracha with Shabbos. We're trying to make up our 100 brachas on Shabbos. Don't be garim a bracha shein etricha in the process. It's very nice if people try to do good things, but don't go do good things on the cheshvan of doing the wrong thing. And make sure you're not going to brachas shein etricha. You see sometimes people on Yom Kippur, they're sniffing the things, and they're making brachas all over and over again, sniffing again and again and again. We're going to learn brachas areach starting tomorrow, and we'll see when to make a bracha on these things, when to sniff them. But one should be careful not to make a brachas shein etricha just because you're trying to get your mayor brachas. And there is also a discussion brought down. It is brought down here on the side. Let's say Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov. We want to have a Shal Shudis. You want to have it early. Or Erev Pesach Shal Yisrael Shabbos, similar case. We want to make sure you have the early Suda. So you want to break up your Suda into two. Right? So that's really being Gerer Brach Shein Tzricha. So there, where you have to make sure that you make a real Hefsek, that you walk around, go take it out, walk around the block, take a walk, go enjoy yourself, and then come back. Otherwise, you're literally making a bracha shein etricha by benching and washing again. The only time we had an exception to this was, if I'm remembering correctly, this is l'halacha loy l'maisa, because I did not check this up inside now, but Shavuos, for those that have a minug to have first milchigs, then fleishigs, and they want to be makban on the zayir, not to have milchigs and fleishigs in the same suda, so they'll bench and wash again. We did say it's a mile to go take a walk around the block, but there may be those that say that you don't have to over there. It's not brachas shein etricha because you want to have milchus and fleishigs as the minug. There may be such a shita. Look in Simen Tav Tzadik Dalad, or I think Tzadik Dalad over there. I did not check it up inside, but I think that might be an exception to this rule. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Yud Tes. Hashavar to lemer avshu mevarich to say the nusach habracha b'derech hadav v'shevach came in shayna tricha. Since you say the tricha, it's going to be a problem. Kol shkinim hiskar shem Hashem levatala. If you stop mentioning Hashem's name levatala, kol shkinim it's a problem. Chas v'shalim. Labdaka shem shal abra oisiyos. Not only yuke vavke who adin shari Hashem is gan kimachal eser azeh. I would think of Alekenu, Alekim, these type of names. If you say them with a hey, you that would also be an iser of Shem Shemayim Levatala. But what did Mahitzi Hashem Belashan Laz Levatala? If you say Belashan Laz, Hanashloi Bederach Shevach Vayda Gam Kein Yesh Iser Belashan Laz. We said back then would be like Gut, or he says over here, or Buga, the different things that we learned in Simon Pehei. I do recall us having a discussion over there about saying G dash D, which I think we said we could say. I just don't remember right now, so I'm not going to say it on tape. But I think we said you could. I forgot what the chesed was. So
why
you remember?
Why would we write G dash D?
It says on the side, you're allowed to. It says number 27. Isser the haskel of atalas hashemus rekodesh baruch nikkur behem belaz going god v'lashon ashna the buga v'lashon poland and Russian. Also the imer v'mak my tenayfes amnon the meich kamot. You're allowed to erase them. I don't remember right now the whole shmooze over there, but Ayin Shum, I maybe listen over to what we said back then. I do think we had different svaras this way and that way. You hear your friend mentioning Hashem's name. Don't disturb him in the middle of his bracha because it'll be quiet to hear what you have to say. You hear him say Hashem's name to curse his friend, then stop him. The cursing will be in Avera, stop him in the middle. Make a bracha and tricha, you over lay sisa. Das Kamari is trying to Ikara Isra Mudar Abanan, Kemishu Maskira, Bracha Derek Shvachva Hida. This is something which we mentioned many times. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you say a bracha, but it was bracha shen etzricha, or you said the bracha incorrectly, but your intent was to say derech shach v'hayda, that's not an issur d'oraisa, that's only an issur d'rabbanan. Cross machta ba'alma, avlam hu maskira la Hashem, chas v'shalom v'atala b'lay bracha. If you mention the shem, chas v'shalom stam v'atala, l'kul yama yesh v'issur t'ayra, sh'u'ayra mishnah that say this, Hashem v'kachatira, she has har l'mach yishen shemayin v'atala. Even if it won't be a lav, and a lav of l'sisa, the Kuraza smachta ma'amo over here, but you'll definitely be over in Aseyev as Hashem lekecha tira, because if you have fear him, you're not going to say the name in vain. So even though if you say it in a bracha, it will only be Issa derabanan, but if you say it's Stam Hashem's name for no reason, that could be for sure deraisa of an Aseyev of Hashem lekecha tira. Bein if the Rambam holds that even saying it in a bracha is a lav of Lysisa, and Bein if the other person will hold saying it in the bracha is not a lav of Lysisa, it's just a derabanan. In this topic, layal is a bracha and berech aloy. If you're a subject, you made a bracha, if it's a deraisa like benching, you go back and do it again. If it's only a din derabanan, like most brachas usually are derabanan, then you would not go back and make a bracha. It's also to go back and make a bracha, which is interesting, we said, because in as much as the few of those paiskim, not like the Rambam, the whole that if you say Hashem's name levatola, but b'derek bracha, it's only an issur derabanan, and then you have a suffix derabanan. Why does the din derabanan of not saying Shem levatola override the chi of bracha midderabanan? Bishlam, if you go with the Rambam, then it's the issur deraisa of the same Shem Shemayim levatola, even teicha bracha so fashteitzach. You're not going to be over an issur deraisa misafik to be mukayim midderabanan misafik. But if you have Yo, that's older Rabbanan, a little Tzarachi, and I do recall we once discussed it, and I forgot the pshat. Kosov HaChorim, now, Fili Yishak Tzveik LaHatzach Bracha, going Safik Achal Gazayis Eloi. If it's Tzveik, then maybe you should be Mechuyiv a Bracha. Maybe you had a Gazayis and a Mechayiv Bracha HaChorim. If Tim Shalom Eloi Achal, Shema Alacha Dal Beria, if you have Bachat Mechazayis Mevarchin. I had a Beria, maybe the Alacha isn't a Beria, you make a Bracha less than the Gazayis. So I have two reasons to make a Bracha HaChorim. Either I had a Gazayis, in Tim Shalom I didn't have a Gazayis, I had a Beria. If you Alachi Tzveik LaHakal VaYivarach, we still don't make a Bracha, Yisafik. I don't think this is as pasha as the Mishnah Berurah is saying it over here. But the point of over here, he's saying you don't make a bracha even if you have a sex feka. You chayiv the bracha. Chaf alpha also the anes achrav the other mitinuk shemaskar shem derech limudai. They also iser baaz karasei. A child didn't do an iser when he said Hashem's name b'limudai. We still don't answer amen. If you hear someone making a bracha in a tricha, so you hear someone who is a regular Shabbos, he's at a kiddush and he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis also with a regular Suda, and you see him, he goes and he washes, and then he benches and washes again. Don't answer Amen when he says Amaytzi the second time, because it's a bracha shein tzricha. Don't answer Amen to that. So what do we learn today? We learn today that when teaching children, you have the right, you're allowed to teach them with the Shem Hashem, so that they're used to saying the bracha properly. And that's, as opposed to when you're learning Gemara, there's no reason to say Shem Hashem, because you're just learning Gemara. And there are those who, when they sing Zmiris, will not say Shem Hashem, they're nervous, they're going to get distracted and talk out in the middle. And even if you do say Shem Hashem, if you're not distracted, make sure you're tuned. Doesn't repeat the Shem Hashem for no reason in the middle of your Zmiris. And then we learned about making the bracha of a child, whether or not you say Amen to his bracha. Shem Zalman said, say Amen. But Reb Chaim said, say Amen, but don't have in mind to be a real Amen. And then we saw Siv Dalet that making a bracha shein tzricha, according to the Rambam, is it the Raisa, love the Raisa? According to other places, it's not a love the Raisa, it's only awesome the Rabbanan. But according to everyone, saying Shem Hashem with not in the bracha would definitely be at least not say the Raisa, Shem Hashem lekecha tira, to fear and not say Shem levatala. And examples of this practical example we spoke out, where you would say Amen, even where it would seemingly be a bracha shein tzricha, the Bir Halacha said, if there's any shita that holds that they had the right to say the bracha, then you could answer Amen. Like, Baruch Atah Hashem Chei Olam, you could answer Amen. Therefore, we said, if someone makes a bracha on cake during the Suda, then, even though Amen is not like that, but yes, there are shita as a whole, you would make a bracha on cake, and therefore you could answer Amen to his bracha. Stop here. Tomorrow we'll start Dinei Birchas Areach. Everyone should have a good night.